Hello, my name's Kate Rolls and I'm interviewing you for the Wellcome Trust as you're taking part in Anthony Gormley's new artwork, One and Other. The date today is the 18th of August 2009 and the time is 12:30 a.m. If I can please ask you to state your full name, your date of birth and where you come from.
My name's Martin William Kelly, 20th of the 4th, 1958 and I live in West Malvern.
Lovely. And how are you today?
Damned.
What was it that motivated you to apply to be part of One Another?
I thought it was a really good idea of Anthony Gormley's and that it gave people a chance to make fools of themselves in public, smashing.
And when you found out that you had got a place and going to be up on the plinth, how did you decide how to use your hour?
I had a wee think about it and then waited for the muse to take hold of me, and then it just came to me in a dream sort of thing.
What did you decide to do?
I decided to create a three-act play wherein I have a bonding session with some of my battery-operated fluffy toys, wherein we get rather rat-faced, and unfortunately them being a bunch of two-faced little individuals, they incur my wrath, whereupon they die, thus enabling the second act to take place, which is where I come upon the scene as a pathologist stroke detective and try to work out what has happened. Having done my forensics and done all that drawing around the bodies and all of that, I then have to change persona again and become the shaman priest who conducts the wake for the deceased fluffy toys and let them pass on to their next life, the little two-faced individuals.
Okay. And would you like to say a little bit more about why you decided to do this?
I think it's simply a reflection of the human condition and how at the end of everything we are always two-timed by our fluffy toys, and you can't trust anything that ever loved you. And it's a sort of, that's the subtext of it.
Okay. And so we've now talked about what you're going to do on the...
Did I mention the tennis?
No, you didn't. Please do.
Oh, I've got a tennis game where you have the stick with the ball on the rope. So I'll be playing a bit of tennis. And I'll also be drawing the square from four different perspectives on black paper.
Okay.
But I'm not taking my clothes off.
No. Okay. The three-act play, is this one that you've written and you've sort of worked it all out, or is it going to be semi-improvised?
No, it's a play what I wrote.
Yeah.
Mm. And we'll stick to the script.
Yeah.
And if any of them don't stick to the script, well, they'll be sorry.
And the toys, are they toys that you've that are yours from childhood or ones that you've acquired?
I've stolen them off children.
How about now if we were to speak a little bit about you, about who's that person on the plinth today? If I ask you that question very openly and sort of what springs to mind when I ask you to say a little bit about yourself?
I'm a bit of an art teacher and a bit of an artist, and I tend to keep it fairly quiet and behave myself, and you know, I've got my herd of cattle in West Malvern and I look after them and they look after me. And I think everything's a bit cushy, do you know what I mean?
Okay. Where are you from originally?
Manchester.
Manchester. And is that where you grew up?
Yes, I was born and raised in Manchester, in Chorlton-cum-Hardy.
Oh, okay.
It's got two hyphens.
And how was it to, what was your upbringing like?
Very pleasant.
Yeah. Okay.
How was yours?
Yeah, good, thank you. Yeah. What about your artwork? Would you like to say a bit about that?
My artwork has sort of changed through the years because, you know, I'm quite old now. And so at the most recently, since I stopped making short films, it's been more about landscapes and harbourscapes, and it kind of partly a graphic expressionism and also a sort of a painterly, not impressionism, but just a sort of painterly landscape, sort of oil painting feel. But I also teach watercolours, so I do a bit of watercolour sketches as well.
Okay.
which are fairly free.
Yeah, okay.
And beautiful.
And who are your influences artistically?
Well, I guess like lots of people, I like Van Gogh, and I like people like Franz Marc and Chagall and Kandinsky, quite a lot of the old fashioned, obviously Monet. And I, you know, I find modern people such as Paul Arego and Damien Hirst interesting, their stuff. It's always worth having a look at.
Yeah.
And Banksy, rock on.
Brilliant.
Oh, by the way, sorry, Banksy, about sticking that in your exhibition. But, you know, it worked for a whole afternoon. They loved it.
What did you do?
I left a piece of art in Banksy's exhibition next to a sculpture of a lady, and people thought it was part of the exhibition.
Okay. What did you leave?
A beautiful little sort of photo montage of some fishes in sparks wrapped up in bubble wrap and guitar wire.
And was that something you'd made?
Yes. Yeah. Have I just said that?
Can
you,
a piece of art.
Can you scratch that off there?
No.
Booker. Right, carry on.
Is that all right?
We're both in trouble now, aren't we?
We can start again if you want.
No, it's okay, Cara.
Okay.
There isn't a prison built that can keep me.
okay. What about you? What about any other elements of your life that kind of you'd like to mention, your interests or beliefs?
Well, I tend to be a humanistic, utilitarian pragmatist. So I don't believe in a creator or creatoress. And that's about my beliefs standards, as in, you know, holding up for the basic principles of you would do as you would like to be done unto.
Mm.
That's a fairly straightforward situation.
And politics, do you have any?
I'm old Labour.
Okay.
You're a dead man walking, Gordon.
Okay.
Which is a shame, but there you go.
Okay. How about your family history? Do you know much about that at all?
It's not very interesting. Some of my family come from County Down, and some come from around the Wirral. And it's not particularly interesting, really, I'm sorry.
No, okay.
Although my father was a great man and did some great things, but I don't think this is the place for me to go on about that.
Sure, no worries. And how do you feel about being part of one another, about standing on the fourth plinth today?
Well, I feel very nervous about it. I'm thinking about committing suicide, but I can't see any obvious ways to do that here, so it looks like I'm going to end up having to get on the plinth, which for me is having quite a long history of mental ill health. Possibly not that was a joke, possibly not the best thing to do, but I'm committed now. It's just a bit warm. It's a lovely humid night,
yeah.
So I'm not wearing a vest, which was very wise.
Okay. What's important to you in your life now going forwards?
Sticking to the basic principles that we talked about earlier on, teaching people about art and trying to make my art better than it is.
Yeah.
And raising a little bit of money for charity, like on the side.
Yeah. Any particular charity?
Oxfam.
Okay.
And Save the Children.
What impact do you think this project will have for you, you taking part in this?
I think it might allow me, if I do an edited version of it and some of the other ones, to show my students in the next year possible approaches to performance art. It's something that I needed to do in a way because it was there because I am teaching art and one is supposed to keep up one's practice, and this was sort of too obvious a God-given opportunity to miss.
Could you say a little bit more about you're an art teacher, where do you teach?
Yeah, in Worcester.
Okay.
At sort of GCE and GCSE and access to higher education and evening courses, so it's quite a mixture.
Yeah. And how do you find being an art teacher?
It's lovely.
Yeah.
Super. Apart from the students. We're not allowed to kill them, which is unfortunate. Apart from that, it's great.
Okay. Is there anything else that you would like to add about you, about taking part in one another?
No, I'm just very grateful to be given the opportunity. I think you're all doing a grand job, and well done, Anthony Gormley.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. Cheers.